Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Wednesday, March 27th, 2019. I am your host, Kelly Gamott. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, long time no talk.
It's been a while. Also with me today, I have Dave Hamilton. Hi, Dave.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you on. Now, I want to start... Andrew, I want to start with you and a piece that you wrote about sort of related to, I guess, inspired by current events, ripped from the headlines, as they like to say, about a service that Apple does not offer and should offer. And for the record, I didn't realize I wanted until you talked about it. So what service would that be?
Yeah, so after all these services Apple announced, I was kind of surprised they didn't have an Apple Books Plus subscription for Apple Books. And I half expected them to when Oprah started talking about her book club. I thought that was going to be, hey, this is, you know, one more secret thing.
Oh, now that would have been... Oprah was a pretty great one more thing, but for Oprah to come out and announce another thing, that would have been...
Oh,
that would have been
meta.
One more thing level. One more thing. So, yeah, so when you look at that, does that sort of sound like Kindle Unlimited, but from Apple?
Basically, yeah. And I mean, when I wrote this, I kind of forgot that audiobooks were a thing. So this is just about regular ebooks.
Right.
So I was just trying to figure out how this would work. And I think I came up with a solution. It could be similar to Apple Arcade, where... these books would be exclusive to Books Plus or an audiobooks too, because I realized that DRM might be a thing that could might be a little tricky to do, because books on the Apple Bookstore are in the EPUB format, which I can export them out of Apple Books and onto other e-readers.
Sure.
Which is, you know, different if I bought the book, but if you're renting them, that's kind of like piracy, basically.
Yeah, that's not going to fly.
Yeah, that doesn't... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
but
one...
Then
Go ahead.
But then I remembered that Apple does have a proprietary format, .iBook.
Oh, that's right.
So they could just use that.
Well, one thing that I've done is... and I don't know how it works, so I can't speak to the mechanics of it, but my library, Multnomah County Library... does have access to ebooks and audiobooks that you can check out. And when you check them out, they have a Kindle option that you can use. So I check out books using the Kindle app and it gets delivered and I read them. And they time out after a certain amount of time. When I go to open the book, it says this loan has ended and I can't read it anymore.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what magic Amazon and the library have worked out to make that happen, but it works really well. And the thing that I like about it is that if I want it to, it will just leave it there. So like if I didn't get a chance to finish the book before it got returned, I also like that I don't, it's not a book I can forget to return to the library and get a late fee for. So that's nice too. But I like that, that it leaves it there. So then like if I didn't finish, but I get a chance to check the book out again, then it will just pick up where I left off. And so it's also nice to have sort of that record of like, yeah, I read that book. So I like that really well. Mm. And whatever it is that they've done to make that happen, I feel like that's a thing that maybe iBooks could do or something like that. So, Dave, how about you?
Well, I wonder if maybe this actually is a one more thing. We're just waiting for the shoe to drop, so to speak, because you know, most of the things that they announced are things that are coming soon or soon-ish, depending on your definitions. And you know, Apple Arcade and Apple TV Plus, all that is coming this fall, but presumably about the TV stuff, they wanted to be the ones to break the news and not let, you know, the Hollywood gossip machine let it churn out, as I'm certain it would have. You know, like these things.
Well, it has
just
already.
That's true.
We're already hearing like these people are making a show. These people are filming. These people were spotted on a lot, you know, in some configuration we've never seen. What is it they're working on? So we've seen that machine spin up already.
That's true. Yeah. So I wonder, books seems like one of those things that they could negotiate whatever additional deals they need. And my guess is there might be some additional deals, right? Because right now there's no like rental or subscription policy enacted. Now, maybe they had the foresight to put it into all of their contracts, but probably not, you know, and similar to when they launched Apple Music, they might have to go back and renegotiate some of that stuff. But my guess is those types of things could realistically be kept relatively secret. So maybe do they wait until the fall when they're rolling out TV Plus, or, you know, you mentioned this in our staff meeting earlier, Kelly, rolling out new iPads and saying, hey, here's Books Plus, a subscription service. Because at some point they're going to need to tell us not only the pricing for TV Plus and Arcade and all of that, but I'm hoping that they are going to tell us a bundle pricing, right? So that's the time when they can say, oh, and by the way, the bundle also includes this thing and it's called Books Plus or whatever we want to call it. So right. I think that's doable. To your point about DRM, I hadn't thought about that initially, Andrew, but obviously you're right. You know, I always forget that books are in EPUB format. I forget that I can take them and do anything I want with them because if I have them in books, I just tend to read it there. But, it's no different than what they had to do with Apple Music, right? And we have two different formats of files on our Macs or even our iPhones. If we have, you know, our own music or music we've purchased versus music we've downloaded as part of our subscription, they are different file formats, and the former are DRM free and the latter are very much DRM'd as they should be because they are built to be time limited as part of our subscription. So I think they could, like, you know, there's a path here, and they happen to have a few engineers at Apple who probably could suss this out. So
And I think that could be a big selling point. I've never used Kindle Unlimited, but from what I've heard, it sounds like it's mostly like indie authors and self-published authors, and they don't have any of the big publishers. I think Apple has enough sway to be able to get those publishers on board.
Yeah, especially because they've sort of done this twice, once with the music store, and then, I guess 2.5 times, because they did the music store. And they've also done the movie store and TV show store. And those can be very, very different animals when you talk about one movie versus a season of a TV show.
That's so true. It is worth remembering that those are two very different things. I lumped them together. I mean, I just did lump them together, but you make a good point. Yeah.
Well, because they kind of are. I mean, they're all coming from the same three places anyway, like, right? Yeah. But that's a piece that I think might get overlooked. And I think the other thing about I feel like there may have been a certain amount of necessity, because this was the thing I talked about before, was expressing some doubt. If Apple doesn't have a hard date and that date is not like within, say, 30 days of whenever the announcement is, then I have doubts about whatever it is materializing in time, because I've learned this from Apple. And so I think part of, Dave, what you were talking about, like the Hollywood gossip machine, you can't make a show without all of those people in the same place. You can't film everyone at once if they're not all there at once, right? Like, you can green screen stuff later, you know, one thing another, but it's really hard to make a show without a bunch of people in the same place at the same time. It's much easier for a book to happen without a bunch of people in the same place at the same time. And in fact, generally works the exact opposite of that, according to people I know who have written books. So they go off and sit by themselves in the attic, in the garage, in the office with the door shut, whatever. And that's how that process works. And so I think it would be a lot easier to unveil. I think what I said in the meeting this morning was we also have Books Plus, and all those books are going to look great on this new iPad. So which sort of sounds like the fall event, and the fall event, which is generally the iPhone event, I think is a good time to unleash some details about this stuff. Like, here's exactly what Arcade is going to look like. Everything's going to look great on this next generation of hardware. You're going to be able to read books on this new, you know, whatever, whether it's a new iPad Pro, because it'll be about a year at that point, different things like that, that would make some of this stuff maybe a little more compelling, because you've got shiny new hardware for this stuff that we told you about earlier in the year. I think it's an interesting idea. And I think part of with books, like I said, you don't need a bunch of famous people in the same place at the same time to make that happen. So it's still possible that's a thing that could work. And maybe now that Tim and Oprah are such good friends, they will she'll come back in the fall and unveil that her book club is also going to be part of this Books Plus model or something. I don't know. But it would be really fun. And, you know, I'm sure it'd be a hard sell for Tim to be like, yeah, we need Oprah to come back and hang out with me some more. That'd be a hard sell. So we will talk more about this, I hope, because I want it to be a thing very much. Like I said, I didn't realize it was something that I wanted until Andrew, until you talked about it. I put a lot of miles, electronic miles, on my library card, but I haven't done the Kindle Unlimited stuff yet. And part of that is because I can put a lot of miles on my library card. So if you have a library card, you should go look up your library's website and find out if they have an ebook situation, because it's gotten a lot more common. Lots of places do. And they also will allow you in some cases to check out video. So you can check out movies and TV shows and things sometimes from the library, and audio as well. You can get like CDs and different audio and audiobooks as well. Usually.
And if your library doesn't have their own app, there's an app called Libby, Libby, mm-hmm. from a company called Overdrive,
yep.
at libbyapp.com. That's for many of you, that's probably the place to go.
Yeah. So. Usually your website will tell you like, here's how that's you get ebooks. And a lot of times it's Libby. That's what my library uses. But one of the nice things is that you can use the Libby app to read as well as check out, or you can just go send it to my Kindle. And then if you're like me and you have the Kindle app on a couple of things and you also have an actual Kindle, you can just pick it up and read it anywhere. And that's always nice. So that's a good thing, too. So, check out your library. Your library is probably awesome, and you may not be getting enough miles out of it. So you should try that. It's a really fun thing to do. And like I said, no late fees. Your book just times out. And you're done. So,
and you can sing the library card song from Arthur.
I forgot he had a song. I thought you were going to say Sesame Street. I'm like, wait, what? There's no library card song on Sesame Street. That one I do know. I'd forgotten about the Arthur one. The other thing I wanted to talk about, Andrew, again, this is also you, and this is News Plus, and some we'll say suboptimal reactions to it.
Yeah. So, I was responding to this article from TechCrunch about this guy. He's saying a bunch of reasons why Apple News Plus is bad for publishers. And even though I'm a blogger, I'm coming at this from the reader side. And there's this quote that he had about readers visit Apple's app. They don't visit our website, where we have free reign to promote all these various things. We don't get readers' email addresses anymore for marketing and cookies, and we don't get their credit card information anymore. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, those are all the reasons why people install ad blockers. People don't want autoplay videos or pop-ups asking to sign up for your newsletter. They don't want you to have their email address or credit card information if it gets leaked in a data breach eventually.
Yeah.
So these are like two different things where I felt that all of his reasons were reasons why people are leaving. Like, they may be good for publishers, but maybe not so good for readers.
And I think that's about as stark as it gets. Like, as a publisher, these things are terrible. And then as a consumer, all these things are great. So, mm-hmm. like, Dave, where do you come down on this?
Yeah, hey, publisher here. So I think that neither of you are wrong here. I think perhaps this TechCrunch article, was it Josh, right? Costine or whatever?
Yep.
Yeah. I think he's actually pointing out a very important thing, but at least from the quote that you grabbed, he is taking the wrong path to highlight it and instead focusing on all the negative things that you pointed out, right? Like, there's all these terrible things. But what the gist of what he's saying, or should be saying, in my opinion, is that with any sort of aggregation like this, you know, and Apple News is very much an aggregator, you as the publication, we as the publication, any of you who read our stuff in Apple News, you are not our readers. Don't take this the wrong way. We would love to have you be our readers. We're not casting you away, but you have cast yourself away, right? You are Apple's readers, just like someone who sells an app in the App Store has no customers. Well, they have one customer and its name is Apple, right? Apple has millions of customers and they sell your app to them, but you don't know who these people are. You have no way of knowing that they had interest in your app. You have no way that they're actually of knowing that they're actually using your app unless you ask them after they start using your app, right? And we see that when things, you know, the onboarding process of some of these things is like, hey, and let us know who you are so that we can help you and things like that. And I think that's it can be a very customer hostile scenario where you don't, you know, if the person creating whatever it is, the app or the content, cannot reach you via an effective way, then you're not going to have content that's built for you, right? Mm-hmm. When we have to publish our news to Apple News, we publish the way Apple dictates to us, just like App Store developers publish the way Apple dictates.
Right.
And that means that we're not publishing for you, the reader. We're publishing for Apple, the customer. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, and Apple does let us put ads into the news, but it's very restrictive as to what can be done. The revenue earned from it is, you know, an argument could be made that the revenue that we earn from that is not worth the cost to us of giving up on our readers. Now, it could also be argued, of course, that 100% of the readers that we get with Apple News, we wouldn't get otherwise, right? I mean, and mm-hmm. there's probably some truth in the middle there. So, you know, these are additional readers and any revenue that we might get from it. But that's it, right? You know, no one is becoming a fan of any publication because of Apple News. At least I don't think so. I'm not seeing it that way. And even if they are, we have no idea that you are a fan of TMO because we have no optics into any of that. And yes, have some people gone too far with this stuff and the, you know, the remarketing and the, like you said, Andrew, you know, the auto playing audio and like that kind of stuff. Of course, you know, and each reader has a tolerance there, of course. And, you know, there's a variety of things that are considered acceptable, some by some and some by others. But, you know, and that's fine. Like that's okay. But it's a very, that disconnect, you know, it's more than arm's length. There is no connection between us and you when you are reading our articles at Apple News. And in order, if you have a problem or something to say, you have to be very intentional about coming back to TMO and finding it. We put a link back to the original article that you just read. Not everybody has to. And the link that we put is tagged by saying, hey, you know, if you want to comment on this or something, come over, be a thing, do a thing here. Because in addition to if you want to comment, if you want to read what others have commented, you also don't get that on Apple News. So it's this very weird sort of disembodied scenario. And to me, that's what that article at TechCrunch was about. Now, of course, you know, I bring my own baggage to as we all do, to reading any article. And that's my baggage there. It's like, I already know the problem. So I'm hearing him restating it as opposed to, you know, maybe people who don't publish and are just readers have no idea that they are also being affected by this problem. So, you know, we have a good relationship, actually a great relationship with the Apple News team. It's one of the areas of with Apple where we can actually, you know, like it feels like a partnership in as much as that could ever be. And they do good work over there and they really are committed to this. And I'm glad that they allow us things like, you know, the link there where we can send people back for comments. Like they really want this to work, but just the model of that whole disembodied thing is non-optimal in many ways. So it's not all roses if you're reading your content over there. Yes, you get a predictable ad experience for lack of a more robust term, but you know, just as the umbrella thing. But it comes at a cost for sure. So,
so
you know, just be aware of that.
My follow-up question for you, Dave, would be, how does, if I'm a reader, let's say, and I'm reading on Apple News, you just described that relationship that as an Apple News reader that I have with TMO, which is to say virtually none. And what is my relationship to TMO if I'm using RSS to read the articles on the site?
Well, that's a great question, right? Because RSS is an aggregation method, right? Mm-hmm. It's similar to that. You have intentionally subscribed, though, via RSS, whereas you certainly can intentionally subscribe in Apple News, but you will also just get articles from us occasionally that you know, because they match your interests or, you know, follow some formula. But yeah, no, RSS has a similar issue. The difference is that we really get to control some of the layout with RSS. Like if we wanted, and we did this for years, and you know, we could show you only a part of an article with RSS and decide to have you, you know, if you want to read more, come to the website, right? And and we don't get that option with Apple News. They have dictated. Initially, we could do that, but they changed their tune kind of partway through, where it was like, no, you need to publish full articles here. It's like, okay, well, that's interesting. I mean, I grok why they want that.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, this is interesting. This is no longer a promotional tool for us to promote our website and our podcast. This is now another place where our content is published. And that's two very different things. RSS, I still feel like because we get to control the entirety of the feed, we don't necessarily get to control what it looks like in your reader,
right?
But we get to control what's in the feed, that I feel a little bit better about it. But it is the same issue. And from the day we started publishing RSS, we've been aware of this and sort of, you know, struggling, you know, and evolving that because of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Andrew, do you read much via RSS or Apple News?
Yeah, I read a lot of Apple News. I also have an RSS app reader, and I have noticed that some article or some websites display only a portion of their article and some do it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've noticed that too, because yeah, I do consume a lot via RSS, which is part of why it was a very easy question for me to ask. Was like, I read stuff in RSS all the time. Like, what is that? How does that relationship work? You know, on both ends. So, I think that's interesting. Now, so Andrew, you're going with though that I mean, because this is what you were talking about, was that all of the stuff that this guy's complaining about is while it might be bad for publishers, it's the stuff that's good for customers, for readers, like not autoplaying video and no obnoxious ad, you know, demanding your email address and things like that, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, I definitely don't have the answer to this, but I just like the model is changing, and I think he's coming at this from the old model, and everyone, us included, needs to figure out how we can navigate if, you know, Apple News Plus becomes more and more popular.
Right. And I think that's part of it is this is very much, you know, it sort of to me when I went through that, the article that you linked to over at TechCrunch, it sounded very much to me like the woes of being a buggy whip salesman in the era of the Model T. Like, that was kind of what I was getting from it. So I think you're absolutely right about the model, and you know, a lot of stuff is kind of up in the air right now. And I think that particularly if you are a place with a paywall, like we know the Wall Street Journal is going to be putting stuff in there. There's definitely something to getting some money maybe for some of that, you know, rather than no money at all, which is, you know, like if enough people are enjoying the Wall Street Journal, they may be getting revenue from that they weren't getting otherwise from people who would never read it because everything's behind a paywall. So it's possible that maybe that is part of what is the appeal to the folks that are putting the magazines in News Plus and things like that. So we'll have to see.
I would actually like to see them offer publications like ours that are, that, you know, we offer our content for no monetary exchange. I don't want to say we offer it for free because we don't. The right. price for reading TMO is that you let us show you the ads that we have chosen to show you. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like the ads and you don't like the way we show them to you, then don't read, right? I mean, and that's always been our stance on this because it's the reality of it.
Right.
So to include our stuff in Apple News, yes, we get some ad revenue, but it's very limited. I would like to see them open up the News Plus portion of that to publications, you know, like TechCrunch and like us, that where you could go and read this on the web without getting out your credit card, but you're choosing not to. You're choosing to read it over here. So let's put it in that pay, you know, in that subscription. And that's, you know, that now starts to maybe make the relationship a little more reflective of what's actually going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there could be a middle ground like that. Like what we already do is put in a link back to our website, because this was a comment, I don't know if it was from the Wall Street Journal or others, where Apple News does get tons of traffic. It's just the revenue problem that people are having trouble with. So right. if there could be something in the middle where you would get both the traffic and a bit more revenue, I think that would be great.
Yeah. We used to get tons of traffic from Apple News when we were just posting the teasers out there. And then, of course, that stopped when, and we still mm-hmm. get some here and there, but it's nothing like it was. It was a great promotion vehicle for us initially. And so that definitely changed. Yeah. But yeah, if they can gap fill it with revenue, that could work.
That'd be fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, maybe. Like the proof's in the pudding,
well,
right?
Yeah,
the bottom
but,
line. But yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. if it's one of those things where like we would get a little bit of something from being on Apple yeah. News as opposed to nothing, then that, you know, a little bit is more than none. And, you know, that I think that's a thing that some publishers may be having a hard time reconciling.
Exactly.
And they're ending up at the Nintendo model, you know, which is yeah. I'm not going to sell you any the one that drives me up the wall. You know, I'm not going to sell you any games for your phone. I want to sell you this other device for $150. And I don't want a 3DS XL BBQ. Like, I don't want it. If you're not going to sell me anything for my phone, you're going to get no money from me. You
yeah,
know?
But I don't know if I could play, you know, video games while my hamburgers are cooking. That'd be awesome.
Okay. Maybe if it was the DS XL BBQ, maybe I would buy one of those. But the point is portable gaming. And
does it have a smoker grill built into it? Like, that's pretty cool.
Okay, yeah. It might cost extra. That would be a Nintendo thing to do, is to just sell you that.
I was going to say, that fits, right.
Yeah, yeah, that's the unit they want to upsell you to. But in the meantime, if you are reading us on Apple News, or if you are reading us via RSS, and you want to talk to us about this is something that we're interested in. And while technically all three of us are readers, we're not only readers. And so we have a different perspective than you do. So come by and talk to us about it. You can leave comments in the show notes. You can find us at TMO Daily on Twitter. You can email us at observations@macobserver.com. And while you're giving us feedback about the show, you can also swing by iTunes and leave us a review there as well. And we will talk more about this as more information comes to light. So, Andrew, thanks for coming by today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And Dave, thanks for coming by as a publisher and talking to us about publishing.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to be here.
I've been your host, Kelly Gamont. This is the Mac Observer Daily Observations Podcast for Wednesday, March 27th, 2019. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.